Welcome to the Planning and Highways Committee meeting on the 12th of May 2026, Council Chamber. It's 10 a.m. and we're starting the meeting. I'd like to remind everyone that this meeting is being recorded and will be published on the Council website. First item on the agenda, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken. No one absent, so no apologies needed. 26-26, second item, to record declaration of interests. Members are invited to declare any relevant interests. Notwithstanding this item, members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Any interest to declare?
None.
Okay. We move on to the next item, 26-27, public session, 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. There are no members of the public present, so... On to the next item, 26-28, to confirm minutes of the Planning and Highways Committee meeting of 7th of April 26. Any comments on that?
I remember acceptance too.
I have a comment. Anyone else?
No, I've got them on the phone. Sorry.
I can't see them. Have you got a copy of that?
Yeah.
It's on, isn't it? It just says coming soon on my screen.
Could be because I've gone into it, perhaps.
No. Should it? It's just under 26-23-260404, when it says closed session suspended for local residents to speak, it should really... not have the word closed because it wasn't a closed session. Just session suspended for local residents. Session resumed. So
session
just
suspended.
Just delete the closed bit.
Yeah, I think it was clear, but anyway.
No, I know, but it wasn't. A closed session would have no members of the public present, but yeah, it's just maybe it's a bit pedantic, but makes it clear.
I'm over acceptance to.
Hang on a second.
I'll second that, Joe.
All in favour with those minor amendments? Yes. Okay. Then we come on to the actual applications we need to consider. 26-29. The first application, application number 260649, proposed single-storey side extension linking to existing single-storey rear extension. 42 Furze Chase, West Mersey. Get the documents on the screen. Proposed plans. The extra bit is, or the extension is, this bit to the right hand side of the existing structure. That bit. With the rear extension already existing, so it's the addition of that much area, I'd say.
Chair, I know there was no comment from Highways. I can't see that.
It has no effect on the existing parking at all.
Absolutely not.
There you go. Can you see that? That's the actual property. It's of note that Google have updated their street view in March this year over most of the island. So what we're seeing here is current. So yeah, it's an extension on the side of that that property there. Anyone any comments?
I've got no comments, Jay.
No, I've got none.
No, I suggest we raise no objection.
Yeah, agree.
So I'll propose that.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, let's go back to where we were. Lost it now. Sorry, that's it. I forget what I have to do. agenda. Second application, 260728, proposed garage conversion to annex, including single storey rear extension to existing garage, 96 East Road, West Bursley. Go to the plan.
We've got one comment, haven't we?
Yeah.
Have we?
There is.
Yeah.
It's to do with the ancillary nature of the annex.
Well, I actually can't
see
that.
I think it's unfair, but...
I can't see how it can be maintained.
No.
You know.
Where is the comment?
It's... Right, okay, Chair. The comment...
Oh, general comment.
General.
Yeah,
it's general. And it just says that we wish to comment.
I've got it now.
Yeah.
It's not an objection as such, but they want to make it clear that
yeah.
that's they're laying down conditions on how it's
yes.
And I can't see how that could be. I mean, you've got other conversions on the islands that are for the sole purpose of.
Yeah.
But they'd have to put in, surely, for a change of use.
No. So I was going to say that those are the normal conditions that are attached to an annex, unless it's proposed that it's going to be used as a separate unit. But yes, they're the normal conditions.
Right. Okay.
But yes, I note what that member of the public says.
But
there.
Chair, I thought Teresa was saying was that they're unenforceable after a period of time if the house is sold on.
No.
No, it's enforceable.
I didn't say that, sorry.
Planning conditions are attached to the property, not to the owner.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sticks to the property. Whether people obey them is another matter, but that's a matter for enforcement.
Okay, stand corrected.
And if they were to consider something like an Airbnb, they'd put in for change of use?
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
But there's a planning statement with this one, is there not, that they wish to use it for a relative care of a relative.
Yeah, exactly
yeah.
right.
Chair, I've got no objections on this one at all, looking at it.
That's the garage. It's a garage at the present with garage doors, but they intend to put an extension to the rear of the garage. And obviously replace the garage doors with a window. We can have a look at the street view. What was it? 96. 96. That's not East Road, is it? Side of the road. That's that house there, that garage there. Converted into a single, a living space with all facilities for a one bedroom annex, basically. No further comments?
No objection.
Who wishes to propose no objection? Councillor Webster proposes.
One second.
Councillor Weaver seconds. All those in favour of lodging no objection. I might like to amend that slightly with the caveat that conditions are imposed to ensure that the development is for ancillary use to the main house, if that's acceptable to everyone.
Yeah, I've got no problem with that.
Okay. Right. Move on to the next one. Demolition of existing two-storey detached dwelling, erection of new storey with rooms in the roof, detached replacement dwelling, 75 Empress Avenue. And you may recall we considered this, was it last time or the time before?
Yeah.
On on the 2nd of March we considered this, and it, there's been revised plans lodged with the planning department, which reduced the ridge height of the building from 8.5 to 8.1 metres and reconfigured the internals and extend the house further backwards into the garden space. Find the information. Has anyone any comments on it? I haven't read the documentation so far.
The only comment is really in relation to what you're picking up here now. We've got an up-to-date picture from Google Maps of what the street scene is.
Right, yeah, this is the house, the property in question, and they wish to demolish that and rebuild another building, which I'll go back to the drawings of in a moment. But as you see, the neighbour has extended their, this was what the original house would have looked like. Neighbours extended, has been given permission to extend by building a roof, a room over the garage, etc., and has got a balcony. So they've been, that's the next door property, which the new one was, would be the same width on the plot as the, as that, as the neighbour. There we go, but I'll go back to the plans.
Chair, do you know whether the roof line is in line with the other properties now? They've brought it down.
I can't say because I don't know the,
right, okay,
the height. The other,
the other ones, yeah.
I know that my own house is 8 metres high.
Is it?
To the ridge.
Right.
But, you know, so that's, but they have reduced the height compared to the previous plans.
I'm looking, Chair, at the comment we put in last time to see if that still applies in terms of, it's a high, it's a judgment here, isn't it?
Yes, it's the height of
it's over, yeah, over development. It is a substantial building, that's the,
it is,
the impact I have.
So is it fair to say, though, that we was kind of led slightly by Google Maps when we've looked at it last time, and it was an old,
yeah,
an old photograph of,
yeah,
how that road was,
yeah,
and certainly the property next door wasn't.
I know.
Extended.
I know.
This is the proposed building. As you can see, if you remember what the Google map looked like, it's not dissimilar to the layout of the neighbour, and so far as it's got a balcony, etc., and it does occupy almost the full width of the plot, as does a neighbouring property. So
yeah,
from the street,
yeah,
it's not,
yeah,
I don't think it's visually jarring from the street compared with the neighbouring property. It is quite substantial, as you say, John, because it's got, it goes a fair way back, and it's got three stories as well. But the third, well, the top floor is within the roof line. So, but as I say, it's been the revised plans are for a building that's 400 millimetres. Less high than the previous one. Anyone, any comments at all?
Chair, on this one again now, having reviewed at Google Maps up to date, I can't see how it's against the street scene when you've got almost the same build next door.
Yeah, fair enough. And so have we got a proposal?
Chair, can I propose no objection?
I'll second that.
Yeah.
All those in favour of lodging no objection?
I'm going to abstain on this one.
Okay. Right. Then we come to the last application we need to consider. 260791, proposed first floor extension plus bay extension, 1 Westwood Drive, West Jersey. So, let's find that.
I really couldn't find this on maps. I don't know if anybody else had a problem. I couldn't find it.
I think it... right, needs to rotate. Right, well, these are the plans. Westwood Drive is off Seaview, down the bottom. This is the existing bungalow when I find it, which is not there. It's this bungalow on the corner of Westwood and Seaview. So that's the existing bungalows viewed from Westwood Drive. And viewed from, if we can, which I can't at the moment.
Is it a bungalow?
Yes. Well, no, actually.
It's got a
room in the roof, basically, yes. And I can't find it again. Existing is this. Rotate. Yes, it has a. One bedroom in the roof space at present. Basically, the application is to substantially modify it. Add on some bays that are not at right angles to the building, so they've got a view of the water down Seaview Avenue on both the first and on both the ground and the first floor. As you can see, it's I don't know when it was built, but a bungalow built quite some years ago.
Yeah.
And the application is to basically extend it and make it more.
Yeah.
More contemporary with views of the water.
Yeah.
As you can see, that's this elevation here, the south elevation, is what will be facing onto Westwood Drive, and that's the view from Seaview on the west elevation is from Seaview, south elevation is from Westwood Drive. So it's not a case of a bungalow being turned into a two story building, it already is a 1.5 story.
Yeah. This is an increasing trend, isn't it, of houses trying to capture the coast
It runs right along those avenues, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
I have no particular view over whether that's desirable or not. It depends whether the building fits in, you know, in the surroundings comfortably.
Is that all bungalows around in?
No, it's a mixture.
Is it?
It's a mixture, but it doesn't hit the eye, in my view, but that at the moment any of the houses stand out. I'm looking at this to see how the street scene will look, really.
Okay, my opinion is that I don't think it is a problem, and I can't see that it contravenes any of the policies.
Okay.
That I understand, but it is a contemporary building, well, contemporary style.
Yeah.
But I don't personally have a particular problem with that. It doesn't look incongruous. It's not a concrete lump or anything.
We've had no objections.
I believe that's the case. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's no comments from any members of the public on
no.
the planning portal.
I think we would have had some if it had been felt to be too far. But I've got no comment on this one.
Anyone else? Sophie, do you have any comments on it?
I don't think so. I was having trouble envisioning it,
yes.
to be honest.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I can't see that it's anything too incongruous. And
I mean, if you look at the other side, there's modern, you know, 60s, 70s housing on the other side of the street. Further up, if I can't actually drive this up, but Westwood is a newer estate as well. I know, football, I say newer, built in the last 30 years or something. That would have been a bungalow that was built, you know, whenever, 20s, 30s, I guess. I have no particular objection to it. Okay, so shall I propose that no objection for that?
Yep.
This one?
Thank
anyone
you.
Like
yeah.
to second that?
Thank you. I'll second that.
Okay. All in favour of lodging no objection? Okay, so we just come to a list of applications passed, which I'll just briefly run through. Applications passed 260226. I've just got to read out the numbers. 260279. We've all got the agenda, so we know what they are. 260273. 260051. That was passed. 252588. 260321. 260198, 260410, 260406, and 260434. That's the list of applications passed since our last meeting. And we have one application refused, 260404, removal of roof to existing bungalow with the construction of first floor level with room with the roof void above. Demolition of existing conservatory to the rear and front extension with porch to New Captain's Road. That's the one that we raised concerns and referenced West WM7 Los Angeles.
That's the chapter COVID, yeah.
Okay, I believe that's the end of the agenda, so I declare the meeting closed.
Yes. Yeah.